You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Our guest is Bruce Van Weingarten from the Memphis Flyer. And this week, the cover is love-related. There's a giant heart on the cover. Very
big
original.
Heart on the cover.
It says, new rules about dating, love, and sex in the age of Me Too and Tinder. This makes me nervous to even see that. But I suppose it is directions on life and love.
Yeah.
When you're young and stupid.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All that.
Okay. For the my always favorite part, I turn first every week to your writing on the inside front page.
Mm-hmm.
I have for years. That's how I first met you, was one of your great columns. This week, I don't know what you wrote about.
I've confused you.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, it's because
Explain. You
aren't really up on the social,
I'm not too hip.
Social media like a lot of
us. No, sir. I do not.
I'm writing initially about Nextdoor.com, which
this sounds scary to me.
A lot of your readers will know what I'm talking about. Listeners know what I'm talking about. It's a social media that's linked to your specific geographic neighborhood. So I'm in Central Gardens, Cooper Young area. And you go on there, and it's free. And, you know, somebody will say, I've lost my pet, or there's a couch on the curb, come pick it up, or someone broke into my car last night. And it's just like a little neighborhood info. Neighborhood watch kind of thing. And then you sign up, and then every day I get an email, and it lists all the headlines of the posts. And quite often they're really funny if you juxtapose them. And the other day there was one that said Mr. Potts, and the next headline was gunshots, and the next one was Mr. Potts is found. And I put that on there, and people said, was Mr. Potts murdered? Was found full of bullet holes? What happened to Mr. Potts? And we laughed and ha-ha. And then I was driving home, and I drove by the Eclectic Eye, which is an eyeglass shop there in Midtown, and it said, welcome home, Mr. Potts. And I thought, what in the hell is this all about?
Oh.
And so I went on next door and started reading, and it turns out that the Smythe family, Clay Smythe, their cat went missing, Mr. Potts, on December 11th last year. And then there was a saga where people would see him, and they thought they saw him, and it went on and on and on. And literally 6 weeks later, they were still trying to find Mr. Potts, even though the temperature had been below zero and there was little chance of him living.
Right.
And it's sort of like Gift of the Magi sort of thing. He, Mr. Smythe, went to the House of Muse cat place and gave away all Mr. Potts' stuff, his food and his litter and his toys, and thought, he's gone. And then the very next day, on his birthday, he got a call, and next door people contacted him, and he went to a house over by Summer Avenue, way out of, over there, and there was Mr. Potts, who weighed about one half of what he weighed before, and they found him, and they saved him, and it's just a heartwarming
story,
and I just couldn't resist writing about it. I told you last week I was going to write about a kitten. And
yes, you did.
By God,
I did. And you did not lie.
No.
So this is your version of a cat video in the flyer.
Yes, exactly. You're so perceptive.
Well, that's so Mr. Potts is okay.
Mr. Potts didn't get shot.
So how did somebody on Summer Avenue contact them?
Well, see, that's the thing. They put the picture of the cat on Nextdoor.com, and someone's on there saying that might be Mr. Potts. And so they call Mr. Potts' owner, and there, by God, it was.
Well, that is good news.
Cool story.
And it's good to have him back home.
Yeah. And now they've got a bumper sticker that says, Mr. Potts is Midtown. They're selling him to raise money. I mean, he's a media figure now.
That's so pretty good.
Pretty cool.
Very, very nice. Mr. Potts is home. Very good. The inside flyby page.
You got outlaw fraternities. That's pretty cool.
That's great. And I guess you're tired of having these statues in your backyard, but the city can't sell them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know what? And I know where they are.
We all know where they are.
Okay. So it's no big whoop anymore?
Well, I mean, not everyone knows.
Okay.
Some of us in the club know. Secret society.
Yeah, we'll just save it. What is the deal with the Greeks? Has that entire concept run its course?
No,
these grown people
I don't know. I'm not quite sure I understand John DeBerry, Democrat, Memphis. He votes with Republicans. He's very conservative. He's a very odd fellow. But I guess he decided that we should get rid of sororities and fraternities, and that's not going to go anywhere.
Because of underage drinking and harassment?
But that's going to happen.
It's been around for decades. Why stop now?
Yeah, so that's going absolutely nowhere.
And that was a joke in case somebody wants to overreact and flip out. Calm down.
Yeah, I've done my job.
Which hotel is a nuisance?
Oh, man, it's an empty one downtown that's been neat. I think it's across from the Peabody, actually.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been just been
it got half
there.
Started, and they tore half of it down, and then they haven't finished. And so
okay.
That's the thing.
It was interesting because I sat down with my wife during the halftime show because she didn't want to watch the game, and I watched it back and forth. And mm-hmm. So I thought I would sit down with her and watch hometown boy Justin Timberlake do his thing. And I was immediately underimpressed, but trying not to be too neg and waiting for it to develop into something.
Yeah.
And I said, this is awful. There's nothing.
It's inauthentic.
There's nothing special. It's really fake. He dances well. Why does he need 80 dancers to back him up?
You know,
I just thought it was horrible.
And I'm sure there are people out there right now ready to shoot the radio. But
yeah, I know.
My thinking on him is that he's sort of this generation's song and dance man. He's sort of a Bing Crosby. He's a pretty good singer, pretty good dancer, but he doesn't have he's not what I would call an artist of any. I can't remember any song that I'd want to be singing right now.
No, and
I could bring Sexy back if I had to.
You do every day, I think.
Yes,
but
I do.
But that's the only one that I recall because when that did come out, it had an impact because it had kind of a sound to it that was a bit different. And that's been 10 years ago, right?
At least.
Every song that he played sounded exactly alike until he played the Ode to Prince.
Who he had a fight with over Sexy Back.
And they were, and they were not, not very, buddied up because Justin called him short, which he was, but he was sensitive.
And then Prince said that JT did not need to bring Sexy back because Prince had Sexy all the time anyway. It was still there.
It had never left.
We had a big fight about Sexy Back.
But I just thought that that was 14 minutes of my life. I will never get back. And there was much dancing and twirling and mirroring, and it was not very substantive.
But I thought the Bass Pro outfit was cool.
The camo was all
right. Yeah, man.
There was no big costume changes. There were
no
guests. He didn't pull his wiener out or something cool like that.
No.
And it was boring.
Yeah.
But we like him, though, because he's from here.
He's okay.
Right?
I don't know that he's... I guess he's from here.
I guess. He
grew up in Orlando.
Yeah.
Well, he did. I mean...
There's always a Memphis connection.
There is.
Which really gets old.
No, I shouldn't be trashing the guy.
We're not trashing him, but that halftime show, they have hit the wall. There's nobody else to use. If you were forced right now at gunpoint to name one artist of any, bigness to do it, name one that hadn't done it. I can't.
It would be tough.
Katy Perry's done it. Gaga's done it. How big are they
Springsteen.
Still? Springsteen, Petty, Aerosmith.
Has Elton John?
ZZ Top. Elton John hasn't done it. That's a good... Well, but he's old and gay.
He's like 89 years old.
He could go out with a bang doing that.
Well, that's a whole different joke there. But yeah, so we'll see. But anyway, the whole thing is overhyped expectations are impossible to meet. So go buy Justin's album. He needs the money, and the wife needs new shoes.
Jeez.
I didn't read this viewpoint yet about Elvis, the patron saint of pop culture.
Oh, a young lady, actually I shouldn't say that. I don't know what her age is, but she wrote a piece and sent it to me, and I liked it. It's sort of an ode to Spin City, which was the place there at Poplar and Highland.
Cool
store. Where Elvis was enshrined there in the entryway. And she wrote kind of a fun, nostalgic piece about what it was like to go in there and sniff around and see actual racks of music and walk down aisles where it said soul and blues and, sort of pick your music as you looked at it.
Remember it well, but those days
are gone. And resell your old CDs and that sort of thing. So
times has changed.
Yeah, they have.
They've changed also in the world of love and dating and all this, which I find very confusing.
Very well.
I don't understand... Nor will I ever. These dating apps.
Yeah, you don't have to.
And all this hookup stuff, which sounds sleazy and tacky. But I guess that I'm not a kid anymore, obviously. But this is how people meet each other?
Yeah, well, it is. Some folks do. And there's a whole section of this story. It's about five different sections about love and sex and dating these days, and the app section goes into great detail about good tales and bad tales about using the app.
Right.
There's a real problem with penis pictures being sent a lot. And,
oh, really?
Yes. And
is that before?
Men seem to think that women want to see that, and women keep saying we really don't.
Have you ever had the urge to do that?
No.
Okay. No. I haven't either.
And no, I, with I a very, wanted, very positive. No,
I just don't know what part of the male brain thinks that somebody wants to see your Peter.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
And I would
that.
Need a giant camera, so it would be.
Thank you. He's here all week.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of the perils right. of dating and yeah. phones.
And we did this survey of 100 people, young folks, about who should make the first move, who should ask out on the who should.
Oh,
do this.
Jesus!
Yeah, so we did a lot of.
I am
really
way
hard
too old for this stuff.
Also, the Memphis porn. We did a survey of what Memphis watches on Pornhub.
Oh, I see. Black lesbian cartoon and
they
massage.
Can't spell lesbian, but they do watch that one. Cartoon. Huh. They like cartoon porn, which is interesting.
Boy, the world is coming to an end so rapidly.
It is.
There's
also,
Jeff Sessions.
They misspelled porn, P-O-R-M, quite often. So maybe
Seriously?
They're looking for prom. I'm not sure what's going on.
So pictures of your wang and you can't spell.
So there's, you know, we're out there covering it all for you guys.
The future is bright.
Mm-hmm.
This picture of Jeff Sessions makes me want to throw up.
Oh, is that on the back page?
No, that's on the Stepping
yeah.
Out page.
Yeah, we wrote a bit, Maya Smith wrote about, he wants to cure the opioid crisis by stopping pot.
I know.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
Brilliant.
Because all the states that have legalized pot have a much lesser problem with opioids.
Yes.
So,
but Jeff Jeff couldn't find his ass with both hands in a map. And after that little display of how important he is 2 months ago, not a word has been said about it since.
I don't know.
And won't be.
Yeah.
He's a moron. Bloodshot Bill, not hip to him. Great picture,
though.
There
is a guy. Cool. There's a guy named Dale Watson who has moved to his old country rockabilly guy who's moved to Memphis, to Whitehaven, of all places. And he started this festival called the Ameripolitan Pop Music or something, American Music Festival, and Buffalo Bill, or what was it, Bloodshot Bill?
Yeah, Bloodshot
Bill.
He's
coming to town for that. So, and we're going to be writing more about Dale. He's quite an interesting story.
Okay. And then we have there's an array of events and movies and picture shows and Valentine events.
All the restaurants in town that are worth going to advertised in this issue, and you should go to one of them.
You probably should call in advance for reservations.
Absolutely.
I would suggest that that's a good idea. But this is on what? On a Wednesday night or Tuesday? Wednesday.
Oh, man. It is. Yeah, Wednesday.
So that's the middle part of the week. Mm-hmm. But there's pictures here of hearts and... there's a section back here, a Valentine Eats that Bruce just mentioned.
Yep.
Love Bites. And there is a list of places to go. So for goodness sake, use it.
Go.
Here is the Chinese calendar for 2018, too. It is the year of the what? The year of the lobster?
I don't know.
I can't tell
the
what
rat.
This means. Anyway, the flyer has all this stuff. Information that you can use. So, for goodness sake,
go out and buy one.
Get it. The Oxford Film Festival towards the back.
Yeah, a big deal this week.
You can look at that too. Mm-hmm. And
go online, new news every day.
You can learn things and things to do and things not to do. And it's all here in the flyer. What do you have coming up here as we head towards spring?
We have started this thing every year now that we do called it's kind of lined up with March Madness where we do. Bunch of local beers, and we build brackets, and we have readers vote on it. It's hard hitting stuff.
Cool.
So we're starting that. Some stories around the MLK 50 are being created right now.
Right.
So some of that going on.
Okay.
Lots of stuff.
So we have penis pictures, beer, and then we get serious for a few weeks, and then just have fun.
And then Mr. Potts.
That really is a cool story though. So how do you find your neighborhood on?
You go on nextdoor.com.
Yeah.
Just go on there and then you type in your address and then say, here's your neighborhood. And you can find out what the guy down the street thinks about your dogs barking at
Do you have any fears that it's a lack of privacy immediately?
I don't think there's any privacy left. So
that's a good point. Dumb question.
Yeah.
Bruce, thank you, sir.
Sure.
And congrats to your son. They had got a great review, and the national magazine,
the Rolling Stone,
piece on MGMT.
New album's Friday, as long as I'm plugging here, and you brought it up.
May as well, and yeah. I look forward to hearing that and perhaps playing some, because they're off the acid, I guess, now.
Yeah, they used bad words in some of the songs, so be careful.
Uh-oh. Well, that's fine.
All right.
But MGMT on sale this Friday, and we'll play it next week. Thank you, Bruce.
All right.
We'll do a break and come back in a moment.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.